The second page of the template is called Reflecting on a Co-Design Activity. This page is also formatted in the form of an 8x11 worksheet, divided equally into 6 tiles with 3 columns and 2 rows. The tiles are divided by a dashed line, suggesting that the template can be cut out, rearranged, and used in whichever order preferred by the user. Each tile has a title at the top, a list of probing questions underneath. The title of the first tile reads, How do participants respond to the topic? The corresponding prompt questions read, Was it understandable for the participants? How could the topic be redefined to facilitate discussion? The title of the second tile reads, How to maintain relationships. The corresponding prompt questions read, How will the community be enabled to give feedback? How will the community know the impact of their contribution? The title of the third tile reads, How did the activities go? The corresponding prompt questions read, Did they go as planned? Did they help to meet the objectives? What were the challenges in carrying them out? How could the format or structure be changed to make the activity more accessible? What other activities could be helpful? The title of the fourth tile reads, Who was missing? The corresponding prompt questions read, Who wasn't included in the activity, and why? What were the challenges in engaging certain communities? Did participants feel safe to contribute ideas? Who else should be included in future activities? The title of the fifth tile reads, How were the logistics managed? The corresponding questions read, What kind of resources could help with engaging more diverse perspectives? What technical challenges were experienced during the activity? What were the challenges of working with communities with different needs, context, and culture? The title of the sixth tile reads, What is the impact of the co-design process? The corresponding questions read, What is learned from this process? What could be done differently in the future?
This work is designed by the Inclusive Design Research Center. It is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 and part of the cities.inclusivedesign.ca project.